considering the relationship between me and I am. We should not forget that the process of surrendering of me is not only about unifying me with the soul, but through its surrender, me is assisting the soul to awaken deeper and assisting the energy of I am to mature into the complete state . These two are mutually dependent, interconnected, and only when they become fully one, the soul can become her ultimate self. As much as the soul needs, requires the energy and consciousness of me to absorb into herself. So, in the same way, she needs to be established in the source, in the vertical dimension, needs to have her roots in the ultimate reality. In order to actualize her pure nature, me is constantly surrendering to the soul, and the soul is constantly surrendering into the inner into the source, into the foundation of her existence, the very space which has created her. Embodying the I am which is directly connected to surrender of me. And surrendering of the soul into the beyond. There are the two aspects, two ways of looking at the same process of entering the real and becoming the real. Embodying the I am and surrendering into the depth of the now. It should be one movement. It's not the first, you surrender your me, and then you surrender into the source. It is one movement, one surrender. You can say it is one correct way to be, to exist. The doorway to the source, to the ultimate, is the dimension of being. The essence of the dimension of being is the very depth, is what we call the absolute. However, prior to entering the dimension of being, the I am is already surrendering, is already linking itself with the vertical plane. That first step of surrender of I am, we call consciousness at rest, consciousness resting in itself. This is the closest consciousness can get to the vertical dimension without actually reaching the absolute state. We can say this is the closest consciousness of the waking state can come to the source. So we have here two levels, two types of internal relationship. The relationship between me and I am, and the relationship between I am and the source. And these two relationships must be rooted in energy of surrender, devotion, and love. The soul to actualize herself as her ultimate self. She must fully absorb the consciousness of me into her existence, and she must be unified with the source of creation. She must be in the state of samadhi, the unconditional absorption. Samadhi is not to be confused with the states of suspension or trance, or losing consciousness. Samadhi is the natural state. It is the absolute motionlessness, the infinite condition of rest, beyond rest. It is when the presence, when the essence of presence, which is the I am of the soul, moves to the dimension of absence. Presence within absence is samadhi. The final relief from the sense of separation, the ecstasy of freedom. And at the same time, nothing special, a natural state. And when you live in that natural state of samadhi, when you get used to it, it becomes completely ordinary. It is like you forget what it means not to be in samadhi. The deeper the soul is rooted in the source, the more she is empowered to absorb the consciousness of me. That's why the process of merging of me into I am is proportionate to the level of the soul's entry into the beyond. Each level of evolution has its limitations. How much me can be transformed and absorbed. We are evolving within limitations, expanding these limitations until they reach out into the unlimitless. Each step of the path is important and is precious and is to be respected and has to be seen as the opportunity to mature, to grow, to become ready to deeper evolution. Nothing is there by accident. It's all part of the design. Surrendering, awakening, constantly learning. Constantly activating the true inspiration that emanates from our higher being, from our future self. The me sooner or later will lose the passion. Fall back into the state of dullness. But when it has enough depth to surrender itself to its high being, the source of inspiration is being found in the unconditional place. The place which the consciousness that never gets tired of exploration of reality. It is always young, always new, always fresh, always as if just coming into existence, amazed by the mystery of being.